Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
2025, as you heard it on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia was building up a stench over the summer as the blue-collar worker strike dragged on with the trash piling up. KYW's Tim Jimenez looks back and covered his nose while doing so.
The 9,000 members of District Council 33 walked off the job and went on strike on July 1st. The sanitation workers, 911 dispatchers, prison and airport staffers, and others were fighting for more money. The Parker administration stood by its offer, saying it was fair to the workers and the taxpayers. It was the first DC 33 strike in close to 40 years, and there were tense moments. Two picketing sanitation workers were injured when they were hit by an alleged drunk driver. One worker was arrested after police say he slashed tires on a PGW vehicle. The city set up dozens of collection sites where people could take their garbage, and those dumpsters filled up quickly.
It's just horrendous, and we're worried about when it gets hot and what it's going to smell like.
A judge ruled that some of the essential workers had to go back because of public safety concerns, but Union Chief Greg Bulware held firm.
We're asking for a little bit of release so we can loosen our belts just a little bit instead of continuously keep tightening them.
LL Cool J and Jasmine Sullivan stood with the striking workers and backed out of their July 4th Parkway performances. After the holiday, there were on and off negotiations, and the garbage continued to be a problem.
You know, the smell is so unbearable.
But then after a marathon session, there was a deal on July 9th. The workers didn't get the raise they wanted, but Bulware says they got the best contract they could.
We ultimately did what we thought was in the best interest of all of our membership.
Mayor Parker praised the workers and said it was time to move forward.
You can't get through something as intense as this and not have to go through healing time.
Trash pickup and other city services resumed and would get back to normal in the days and weeks that followed. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.